pal, who's that riding?
In the historic K Don Studios in fabulous Las Vegas, the On the Air light is lit and the John Brislin Show is live.
Tell me who's that riding? John the Revelator, tell me who's that riding? John the Revelator, who's that riding? John the Revelator wrote the book of the Seven Seals.
To be on with John, call 702-257-5396. 257 KDWN.
And welcome, America, west of the Rockies, to the Pacific Ocean, north to Canada, and south to our friends in Old Mexico. Thank you. Thank you for spending part of your Saturday evening, this fine October 17th, creeping up on Halloween, October 17th, fine Saturday night, right here in fabulous Las Vegas. Thanks for spending part of your night with me. It is an honor, and I will do you proud. Not yet, but eventually, I will do you proud, because right now, I am talking about... Did you get the exhale? I can do it again, but we'll just leave it there. Lamar Odom. Oh, Lamar. You know, we have come to expect so very much out of our basketball superstars, because they have been the beacons, the shining stars of moral explosion, the explosion of moral behavior in the American society. And yet, Lamar, you have let us down by, frequenting houses of ill repute and, you know, getting caught. As someone who is not my friend in any way, and I actually am repulsed by this angle of thinking, but this person told me one time, it's not about doing something wrong, it's just about not getting caught. Okay, so, you know, when in doubt, do what's right. The rest of the time, do whatever the hell you can get away with. That's pretty much the motto of the world, and definitely for Lamar Odom. Now, I have just spent a whole lot of time talking about him, and you have noticed probably that a whole lot of people in the general media pool, a lot of people have been talking a lot about him. And here is our question to you. Why? Actually, it's not even a question. Don't call me on just that, because I don't really care. But I do care about the fact that it's why. Why are we paying attention to this basketball player gone, gone mainstream for basketball pretty much, but society would say gone astray? Because it's TNA plus a train wreck. And you have marketing heroin for the American people. We want to just mainline it straight into our veins. TNA plus train wreck. And oh my God, we just cannot get enough. You get me? See, you hear me getting all excited about it right there? So you have Lamar Odom being combined with the Kardashians, which is like a whole train station of train wrecks. I just can't even begin to understand that whole family circus. Which actually, Family Circus, I really like. It was a hell of a cartoon. Is it still on? Is it still a comic strip?
That still does come on Sundays.
Yeah. Family Circus, very cool. Why I'm combining that with the Kardashians, lightning should strike me down for such a thing. I don't. But I digress.
It's like a yin and a yang.
I have no idea why I'm laughing at that. I don't get it.
But the Kardashians versus Family Circus?
Oh, yeah. The bad part of the universe and the good part of the universe balances out.
Yeah, Sandy and Rizzo.
Okay. You know, usually I think I'm very, very smart and I'm not getting these references. Sandy and Rizzo, is that from Greece?
Yes.
Greece.
Yes.
I had to reach for that, but I got, yes. I did get it. All right. Well, anyway, yeah, we have got to work really hard to make a story out of Lamar Odom. And it is a very, very good example. And here's the takeaway. Get your pencils ready, students. No, Revelators. I like Revelators. John the Revelator, all the Revelators out there, get your pins ready, because here comes the pearls of wisdom. We will work very hard to make a non-story a story in the absence of some other TNA or and or train wreck. So, speaking of the front runners for the presidential nomination, we're looking at Hillary. Luckily, we're looking at Hillary, because it at least gives us a break from looking at Donald Trump. Now, with Hillary, obviously, they just came out of their Democratic debate. And one of the big comments that all of the profound commentators, one of the comments they made about the entire debate was that it's, oh, very dignified. Very genteel and civil and we can see by their model that it is still possible to have a civilized discourse. Boring. You know, okay, I get it. It's civilized and all, and I want civilized. I really do. But not civilized that is just It's boring because they're not saying anything new. They're saying what we expect them to say. They're saying their talking points. There's no ruffled feathers. There's nothing of interest. Problem is, I don't have a middle ground. Because on the other end of the spectrum, you have the Republican GOP three-ring circus with the blowhard Donald Trump that has total... I've done too much talking about Donald Trump and my total disdain for the fact that there are Americans out there numbering in the millions that admire Donald Trump. It bothers me, and it makes me sad for our country that so many millions of people have slipped so far away from what America is supposed to be, that they're so fed up and done that they would look at someone like Donald Trump as, you know, hell, at least he's different. That's a sad place to be, and I feel bad for the people that think that and support Donald Trump. But eventually, that circus will fade away, and the real candidate will step forward, and we still have yet to see who that is for the Republicans. However, there isn't much question as far as Hillary goes. So, is it genteel? Is it calm? Is it peaceful? Yeah, it is, because she doesn't need to go bare knuckles. You hear what I'm saying? She does not need to go to the mattresses. She does not need to go bare knuckles. For some reason, that's the voice that it seemed would be the person talking about that strategy, that political strategy for Hillary. So I used it. Here's the thing. In working in the campaigns that I've worked in and been the candidate in, there's one thing that you want to tell the candidate. If you are up by a significant margin, call it whatever you want, double digits usually, say 10, 15, 20 points maybe, or you are the presumptive nominee, you are going to win the primaries, do not, can you think of what it is? What shouldn't the candidate do? Debate. Don't do it. Don't debate. Don't even enter. Just all of a sudden, if you notice when a governor will have 7 debates planned, and then as you go through the campaign, at some point when there were 7 planned, now there's only 1 planned. And then, not even sure that one's going to happen. It's because as the campaign went on, the governor found out, or whoever the candidate is, they found out, hey, you're so far ahead, you're not going to gain ground. You're not going to gain ground by debating. You can only lose. That's the key takeaway. Write that down. You can only lose. Hillary is going to take the Democratic nomination. Hand to God, mark my words. She's going to take it. If she doesn't, then it is a sad day that somebody who has been campaigning for the president of the United States for 35 years. If you campaign for 35 years and you cannot get the nomination of your party, well, that's just wrong. Well, anyway, she is going to get it for a number of reasons. A number of reasons. She's going to get it. She doesn't need to come out and in any way hit hard at the, you know, the uber senior citizen crowd with, you know, Bernie Sanders. You know, all you're going to do, you're not going to gain anything and you could get burned. See what I did there? I borrowed some really silly, nasty puns. You see how you could get burned? You could, yeah. Where's a good cricket when you need one? Anyway, and the other candidates that are, you know, like Webb is so dry, he makes Al Gore look like a stand-up comic. But he's centrist. I like that, except that he's center-left. Is he the probable VP pick for Hillary? Strategically, maybe, because he brings the middle where she can lean to the edges and he brings the middle. I don't know. There's no solid VP pick for Hillary, but it doesn't really matter because she's going to take it. And my point is, when we listen to the debates, just go in knowing how to read between the lines. Know that they're being civilized because she doesn't have to do anything harsh to win the nomination. And everyone else on that stage, what do they want? They want two things. One, to go to Disney World. Two, they want to do that after they are picked as her vice presidential nominee. They want VP. Do people get in the race to get picked VP? Yes, absolutely yes. People get into the race thinking, I'm going to be VP. I've got no shot at president. Chris Christie, hello. I want him to be president. I think he's got a lot to say. I think he's got a good head on his shoulders, but his apple is still green. You know what I'm saying? His apple's not ripe yet. He needs some more time on the tree. And then I will campaign for him and fundraise for him myself. I think he is honest. I think, not honest, that's a lot to say about a politician, but I think he's straightforward. He tells you what he's really thinking, and he's a politician. And I like what he's thinking. You know, he's got the courage to say what he's thinking, and then when I hear it, I like it. Trump, God, I'm so sick of people who say that Trump is, he's just being honest. He's just telling it like it is. He's telling it like he really thinks. Well, if he tells us what he really thinks, and then it's at that time that I realize that he's a flipping moron and a degenerate and is anti anybody that doesn't have the last name Trump and is completely just a disgusting man to women. And I wouldn't invite him to any kind of party. He's the guy that's an embarrassment at the party. He's the one that everybody laughs at. Everybody's had a Trump before. Everybody's met a Trump before. He's the clown that everybody looks at and says, my God, who invited that guy? Well, that's what I'm saying. Who the hell invited the billionaire? Oh, yeah, that's right. I remember how he got in the friggin' door. Anyway, we'll come back and talk about Hillary and how the non-issue of the Democratic National, the Democratic debate, rather, right here in my hometown of Vegas, the non-issue is trying to be an issue. The same way that we tried to make Lamar an issue, and now we're trying to make this debate an issue, it wasn't. But you tell me, what was the high point of each one, and who do you think is leading? Did it put Hillary out front? Did it push Trump back? I don't know. And more importantly, in about 2 minutes, the speed round, the John Brislin Show speed round. We're going to get about three or four topics of, who knows, random, blind topics. I have not seen it. And when they come through, I will give you my comments very briefly in sort of Twitter fashion. John Brislin Show. Stay right where you are, you.
John Brislin, making caffeine addiction look good. Listen live or archive on www.johnbrislinshow.com.
Feeling a little sluggish? Not yourself. Feeling overweight? Tired? One possible solution is to visit destiny4.isagenix.com for products and solutions that may suit your particular needs. Watch the free videos and see how others are transformed with some life-changing results. Could this be for you? If so, you might also share your results with others and actually begin building a business that can possibly help solve debt problems, retirement concerns, and a host of other income-related worries. Choose the healthy solutions or the financial solutions or both after viewing the videos at destiny4.isagenix.com. That's destiny, the number 4.isagenix.com. Or call 732-298-6010 to discuss this one-of-a-kind, possibly life-changing opportunity. Once again, that's destiny4.isagenix.com or call 732-298-6010 today.
Rand Paul supporters are worried that he's about to drop out of the presidential race because he's also started raising money to run for the Senate as well. I gotta say, his new campaign isn't very convincing. Check this out.
Rand Paul is all in to be your next president of the United States.
We're in it to win it.
Unless he doesn't win it, in which case he's all in to be your next senator from Kentucky of the United States. Join our fight to make this country or state respectable again.
We're just getting started
with one of these campaigns.
By no means am I finished
deciding which one it's going to be. Rand Paul for America or Kentucky.
We're in for the long haul.
Unless we're not. Rand Paul for president or senator.
John Brislin. To be on with John, call 702-257-5396. 257-KDWN.
Listen live or archive on www.johnbrislinshow.com.
If you love to shop and you love to find deals, you need to log on to 9malls.com. At 9malls.com, you'll find discounts on just about anything you can imagine, plus coupons and coupon codes to save you even more money. You'll find discounts on name brand clothes, electronics, jewelry, music, computers, just about everything. The deals are amazing. It's better than a real mall. It's 9malls.com. That's the number 9malls.com. 9malls.com.
Feeling a little sluggish? Not yourself. Feeling overweight? Tired? One possible solution is to visit destiny4.isagenix.com for products and solutions that may suit your particular needs. Watch the free videos and see how others are transformed with some life-changing results. Could this be for you? If so, you might also share your results with others and actually begin building a business that can possibly help solve debt problems, retirement concerns, and a host of other income-related worries. Choose the healthy solutions or the financial solutions or both after viewing the videos at destiny4.isagenix.com. That's destiny, the number 4.isagenix.com. Or call 732-298-6010 to discuss this one-of-a-kind, possibly life-changing opportunity. Once again, that's destiny4.isagenix.com or call 732-298-6010 today.
Becoming a parent is such an exciting time. Deciding on whether or not to know the gender, preparing a space at home, and most importantly, choosing a name. However, at sonobabies.com, we've taken that excitement to a whole new level. Send us clear ultrasound pictures, and within about a week, we'll send you a 3D model of your unborn baby. Sono Babies is simply the most unique and huggable way to treasure your memories now and forever. Go to sonobabies.com. That's sonobabies.com.
John Brislin. To be on with John, call 702-257-5396. 257-KDWN.
Yeah, feel it. Sometimes, when you're getting ready for the speed round, Oh, my babies. You got to just breathe. Breathe in the blues. Channel. That's me, John the Revelator. Channeling my ancestors, better known to the WKRP fans as Dr. Johnny Fever. Dr. Johnny Fever. Who out there remembers who I'm talking about? Anyway, now it is time for Speed Round. What is happening in the world and how can we talk about it in only 30 seconds? All right, let's hear it. What do you have?
Have we found the iceberg that sank the Titanic?
The fact that we are taking good human thought and dollars and putting it toward finding the iceberg that sank the Titanic is a sign that, oh my God, humans can hold a grudge. Seriously, hold a grudge against a big old hunk of ice that killed a bunch of people, made a boat famous, and is just a waste of time. On the list of things that humankind should be paying attention to, this is like number 1,733,412.6. Moving on.
I think we can go down to 0.7. Should restaurants ban tipping?
Okay, this is something that I have talked about. First of all, no. They shouldn't be. No, they should not ban tipping. Because if the tipping leaves, this is what I want you to think about. When was the last time that you went to... Okay, I was a waiter in college. I was a waiter. And let me just tell you that at the times when the gratuity was included and I was what waiters call in the weeds, which means you are just jamming busy. You do not have time to breathe. You are so busy. You want to cut corners if you can. Guess where you cut the corners? On the tables. Even if you're a good, honest human being and you want to do everything you can, you cut the corners on the tables that have already tipped you. Your tip is guaranteed. It is human nature. And if you cut the tips out of the service at a restaurant, you will cut the service out of a restaurant. Next.
Well, do you think we're going to need a passport to fly domestic?
If it's to New York or New Jersey, because if you've been there recently, it's like another country. It's just, I don't even know what they're thinking out there. The whole tri-state area makes me... No, you know what? That's not even fair. That's not even fair because I was just in Manhattan, July, I guess it was. And I hadn't been there for about 26 years, and I figured it would be about the same. Turns out, no, things have changed. There have been some things that have changed in Manhattan, and I actually loved it. So, what the point is to that? If you think you know for sure you believe something, every once in a while, try it out again. Test it. See if you're still right. You may be totally wrong. Next.
What do you think about the lucrative business of crowds for hire?
The lucrative business of crowds for hire. I don't know what that means. Like when crowd information?
No, like crowds. We're putting on a concert for TV, and so we want to fill it up. So we hire people to sit there.
Well, let me tell you, somebody that used to try to get crowds together for congressional candidates, and you try to get, I would get American Legion people and everybody I could think of to try to make the candidate look, you know, really, everybody loves him. Yay, go Mr. Blank for Congress. It's hard. So, you know, maybe there's a time, you know, it's like they should call it shills.com.
There you go. Perfect.
Oh, write that down. That was good. Next.
Randy Quaid and his wife are out of jail.
No!
So shouldn't they have been in this most recent vacation movie?
They should have been covered by everybody that was covering Lamar Odom. That's a bigger non-story than even Lamar Odom. All right, and that is Speed Round. Just having a little bit of fun with the news, and that is exactly what you should be doing. Have fun with it, and always remember, use your own common sense when you hear me talking or anybody talking, and try to do this. Ready? Build up your all-star team of information people, journalists, whatever you want to call them. Hopefully on the list. I'm on the list. If I'm not, I respect that, but I think I should be. You pick your list of 5 or 10 you want to pay attention to and ignore the NBC, ABC, CNN groups because they are agenda driven. This is John Breslin Show. Everybody that's on the phone, stay right there with me. Thank you for your patience, and I will be right back. Stay right where you are.
House Speaker John Boehner has resigned and will leave Congress at the end of October. Boehner says he looks forward to his new job as the second square on a Sherwin-Williams swatch card. I think this room would look good in Boehner. Boehner also revealed this weekend that he regularly does yoga. His favorite part is the end when you just lie on your mat and pretend that you're dead.
For $250, you can adopt a Rubio staffer for a day. Well, that, I gotta say, that really pulls at the heartstrings. I mean, I wasn't gonna donate to Marco Rubio, but I can't let his staff, who are evidently orphans, go unpurchased. And for your $250, you'll get recognition on Twitter and their website, an update from the staffer you adopted, and a postcard from their team. And as true conservatives, they might even write a message on it about how inefficient the federal government is before having it delivered anywhere in the country for 35 cents.
Now, the John Brislin Show sometimes on the occasional, rare occasion. Is that using the word too many times? I don't care. I'm doing it. We are lucky enough to be blessed with the true talent of the stand-up comedy in Las Vegas. The comedy laboratory that is Las Vegas creates the wonderful, wonderful stylings of certain people, such as my daughter. My daughter and son have joined me today right here on the John Brislin Show, and you are going to get two of the best jokes you have ever heard from her right now. Are you ready? All right, let's hear them.
Where do movie stars go on Halloween?
I have wondered about this. Where do movie stars go on Halloween?
Malibu.
Malibu. Oh my God, these are great. Give me another.
What key opens a haunted house?
You know, if anybody out there ever loses their keys, this is something, you know, what key is it that opens a haunted house?
A spooky.
A spooky. I feel like Ed McMahon right now, but I still am looking into the face of the most beautiful 8-year-old little girl I have ever seen in my life. And if you are a dad or have had a dad sometime in your life, you know exactly what I'm talking about. This is Dad's Prerogative and Comedy Night right here on the John Brislin Show. Stay right where you are. You couple seconds. I'll be right back.
John Brislin. To be on with John, call 702-257-5396. 257 KDWN. John Brislin. To be on with John, call 702-257-5396. 257 KDWN.
Feeling a little sluggish? Not yourself? Feeling overweight? Tired? One possible solution is to visit destiny4.isagenix.com for products and solutions that may suit your particular needs. Watch the free videos and see how others are transformed with some life-changing results. Could this be for you? If so, you might also share your results with others and actually begin building a business that can possibly help solve debt problems, retirement concerns, and a host of other income-related worries. Choose the healthy solutions or the financial solutions or both after viewing the videos at destiny4.isagenix.com. That's destiny, the number 4.isagenix.com. Or call 732-298-6010 to discuss this one-of-a-kind, possibly life-changing opportunity. Once again, that's destiny4.isagenix.com. Or call 732-298-6010 today.
Welcome back to the John Breslin Show, where I just realized the mic was hot when I was singing along with the, who is that? Duran Duran, I think? Depeche Mode. Anyway, yes, that was my little girl. My little girl, 8 years old, and my son, 4 years old, are here in the studio with me, or actually in the neighboring studio. I can see them through the glass. And, you know, they make me happy. And do you know how I know they make me happy? This is actually kind of an interesting thing. Number one is just because I'm a dad and they're my kids and that makes me happy. And, you know, that does it for me. But how do I know for sure? Well, an interesting thing happened. I think this was about 3 weeks ago now. I ran across a device that was called the Spire. Actually, I found it on, I don't remember. I think it was an email that was sent to me kind of a... I don't have to think about it. I got this email from, there's a website for really cool inventions that people have come up with. And, oh, I wish I could, the Grommet, grommet.com. So go check that out. I guess if it's grommet.com and they've got all these interesting, really good inventions, you know, inventors make something and they don't really have a name, but Grommet puts it out there. So anyway, this organization, these group of guys, engineers from Stanford, have created a type of thing like a Fitbit of sorts, but way more sophisticated. And you attach it to your clothing, and it touches up against your body, and it monitors how happy you are, how far you've traveled, how your heart is beating, and it's like a doctor attached to your body. And it'll tell you things like whether you're calm or you haven't taken a deep breath in 15 or 20 minutes, and it'll remind you, hey, you need to breathe, right? You are still above water. You can breathe. And it has this little line that goes up and down, up and down, up and down as you're breathing and talking. Right now I'm watching it going up and down like a lie detector. And for the last, it says here, last 24 minutes, I am on a calm streak. It's truly a fascinating little device. The guys at Stanford are awesome. And, it's called Spire. You know, you can Google it, S-P-I-R-E, and I'm going to test it out for the next month or so and see how it goes. But of all the different devices, this one is the best I've seen, the best design, and I don't know if that translates to actual working product, but I will find out and give you my honest opinion. And anyway, the point is, it tells me for the past 24 minutes that I've been looking out the window and seeing my little girl and my little boy smiling back at me, it's put me in a very cool place. And I am a lucky, lucky man. Takeaway, think of the things that make you lucky and pay a little bit of attention to them. Then take a deep breath and think of me with this little story. Now, let's hear. Wow, I said that very loudly. Didn't mean to. Let's go to the phone lines. And Robert Rytina, the face on the other side of the glass tonight.
Yes, sir.
Send, what do they say on Price is Right? Send down the next contestant or what? Come on down. There, you're the next contestant the on the, I've got nothing. I tried to be funny and I just don't bring the funny sometimes.
John Breslin Show?
Yeah, but I was trying to think of something funny. That's just, all right, moving on. Let's go to Jack in San Diego. You are on with John. Welcome, my friend.
WKRP in Cincinnati.
Yeah, those were the days, huh? And remember Les Nessman? I worked Nessman?
On the show for 2 weeks.
What?
I worked on that show for 2 weeks.
No bovine feces. Was it as fun on the set as it seems?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, especially the Gordon Jump, the guy that played the station manager, he was very funny. And, you know, we would shoot in front of a live audience twice on Friday, rehearse all week, and he would do the jokes for the warm-up to warm up the audience.
Oh, man, don't you just, that's quality, you know what I mean? That's the real deal.
Yeah, I mean, there were a lot of, you know, there was Venus Flytrap, Les Nessman, and then, of course, Lonnie Anderson.
Oh, who can forget her and her talented, her couple talents.
I want to talk about Lamar Odom.
Hold on.
All right.
Did you hear the song? Robert was playing the WKRP song in the background there.
Oh, okay, cool.
All right, Lamar Odom, what's the word?
Well, okay, so there's a lot of things about this story to me that just don't seem to add up.
All right, let me interrupt you just for a second, Jack. Since my little kids are in the studio, use code for anything that's, not kid-friendly.
Yes. All right, so $75,000 seems a bit high for four nights. Putting it on an American Express card seems, I don't know, a little strange to put that much on a credit card. And, you know, you don't fit in the helicopter, so you have to call the ambulance. Your organs shut down because you took too much Viagra, synthetic at that. And then all of a sudden, miraculously, after your organs shut down, you're on life support, you're awake, you're talking, and they pull all the feeding tubes out. And meanwhile, no doctor has ever gone on the record about the condition of Lamar Odom.
Yeah, but don't, I mean, my point to this tonight anyway is that don't you just think that on the, you know, if we're triaging all the world's problems, you know, it's nothing more than a voyeuristic pleasure that we get from even paying any attention to Lamar Odom.
Very much like a reality show.
Yeah.
And my point is, if this guy makes a full recovery, there's going to be a lot of people thinking this was a publicity stunt.
You know, it very well could be. You know, like, who was the chick that shaved her head? Britney Spears? Was she really having a meltdown or just a reality or what did you just say? A publicity stunt?
Yeah.
You know what, Jack?
Let me tell you this. My wife is a registered nurse.
Yeah.
And when she heard about his organs shutting down and all this stuff, she said, you know, almost always people die from this. They don't recover.
Yeah.
And then when we hear that he's awake, he's talking, the feeding tubes are out, and nobody's ever heard from a doctor, it's all very strange. It's like the Kardashians are controlling the message.
Well, the Kardashians are themselves the Mount Olympus of all that is trash. You know, it used to be that, you know, if you wanted to do something completely attention-getting and a publicity stunt and risque, you would, you know, pose for Playboy. And, you know, the world has evolved or maybe degraded, devolved maybe, to a point where they've got to get more and more and more extreme, where posing for Playboy isn't a big deal anymore. It does not put you on the map like it did, you know, for Marilyn Monroe.
Is it any more extreme than Caitlyn Jenner? I mean, these guys have no, I don't know, they have no pride.
Well, I hope, you know, Caitlyn Jenner does seem to be a confused human being, and if that's not true, then I'm relieved, because the amount of pain that a person is going through,
he's got his own reality show too.
Yeah, I know.
How's that?
You know, I don't know. I have not walked a mile in his shoes, so I'm not going to criticize too much, but there is something going on there that I don't get, but I wish him all the best, and I wish you all the best, Jack.
All right, buddy. Nice talking to you.
Good to talk to you, my friend. Let's do it again. This is the John Brislin Show. Got to take a quick break. I will make it as fast as possible, and then we will go to Bay Area, San Francisco, and go through the calls as quickly as we can. Thank you, everyone, for being patient. This is the John Brislin Show. Stay right where you are, you.
John Brislin. To be on with John, call 702-257-5396. 257 KDWN.
John Brislin. Polite conversation avoids politics and religion. Embrace bad manners.
John Brislin. To be on with John, call 702-257-5396. 257 KDWN.
When buying a home in Las Vegas, you want a real estate agent who knows the entire Las Vegas Valley. And that agent is Victor Gismondi. Victor is an agent with Urban Nest Realty. He specializes in residential properties. His website, bestvegashomes.com, is a real estate website unlike any other. At bestvegashomes.com, buyers can access the MLS in real time. And you sellers can submit your property for a hassle-free comparative market analysis. Victor uses online strategies to ensure ensure maximum exposure for every property he represents. Victor covers Las Vegas as well as the Summerlin and Henderson areas, but will travel anywhere his clients are interested in. He knows the ins and outs of all sides of the valley, so check out his website, bestvegashomes.com, or call him directly on his cell phone, 702-501-3436. 702-501-3436. BestVegasHomes.com for Victor Gizmondi.
Cecile Richards, they questioned her for about 5 hours.
5 hours? What was there to say? Is abortion legal? Yes. Okay, So 5 hours is a long time to let the president of Planned Parenthood speak, but I don't know. Nice that they gave her so much time to get her point across.
Congressman, let me tell you.
No. We don't have time for a big narrative.
But my point is that many thousands of other. We don't own anything in those countries.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
You don't do mammograms, correct? There's like one or two places that doesn't. But
could I answer the question?
Sure. No, you can't answer the question. It's called a hearing, not a speaking.
Listen live or archive on www.johnbrislinshow.com.
Feeling a little sluggish? Not yourself? Feeling overweight? Tired? One possible solution is to visit destiny4.isagenix.com for products and solutions that may suit your particular needs. Watch the free videos and see how others are transformed with some life-changing results. Could this be for you? If so, you might also share your results with others and actually begin building a business that can possibly help solve debt problems, retirement concerns, and a host of other income-related worries. Choose the healthy solutions or the financial solutions or both after viewing the videos at destiny4.isagenix.com. That's destiny, the number 4.isagenix.com, or call 732-298-6010 to discuss this one-of-a-kind, possibly life-changing opportunity. Once again, that's destiny4.isagenix.com, or call 732-298-6010 today.
Visit shoprandom.us for one-stop easy shopping. From art to sports to vintage tees, that's random. Something for everyone, and new items are added frequently. We have treasures for reliving memories and treasures for creating new ones. Hundreds of random hand-picked awesome items are waiting for you. We take the hassle out of shopping. Again, that website is shoprandom.us.
John Brislin. To be on with John, call 702-257-5396. 257-KDWN.
Everybody, air guitar. Everybody in the passenger seat. Air guitar. Dun, 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 dun. Back seat, air guitar. Dun, 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 dun. Driver on the steering wheel, go with the drum solo. Bop, 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 bop. You don't have to be shy. Don't be ashamed. You know what? When I play music, you got to feel it. Feel it in your bones. Feel it in your car. Feel it. Feel it. Don't be ashamed. You know, if somebody else in the car next door is looking at you like you have absolutely lost your mind, just open the window and tell them, turn on AM 720. You know exactly what I'm talking about. Now go back to driving you. That's what you say to them. I'm giving you the words right here. Anyway, let's get some more of the good, the good words. The good words from World Headquarters, Bay Area, San Francisco. World Citizen, you are on with John.
Let me on, John. How you doing?
It is an honor to speak with you, my friend. I'm doing great. What's the good word?
Well, back at you. First of all, I'll tell you a little joke. You know, over in Egypt, they have a lot of camels over there. Do you know what they do with them at nighttime?
You know, I have wondered that ever since I was 7 years old. What is it that they do with the camels at nighttime in Egypt?
They park them in a Camelot.
And a Camelot. Oh, bum, 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 bum. That is the King Arthur of all jokes. You know that?
I heard that from Michael Zwirling today, a big radio owner, a station owner in I couldn't believe you said that on the radio.
Well, let me tell you, World Citizen, you got a Lancelot of funny happening out there in the Bay Area. Yeah.
Well, you talk about funny. I think it's kind of strange and funny that Kardashians are. We were told out here that they've got their camera crews from the reality show at the hospital.
Oh.
So everything you guys are going to see is going to be on the reality show or something. But I really wanted to talk about Hillary Clinton.
Yes,
John, because
there's a morsel of significance to Hillary Clinton, at least.
Yeah, it's surprising hearing you say that even.
Oh, I was just trying to be funny right there. I think she's much more significant than just the morsel. But I'm saying, let me reword that. That's fair. I'm glad you called me on that. Let me reword that. My comment should have been something like, at least it's something that has some heft to it, something significant, rather than the Kardashians and just the train wreck they are. Please continue.
Yes. Well, I really think that Hillary, with her debating skills, I didn't watch it at all, so I didn't get to see the shifty eyes and the looks and all that stuff, but I did listen to it on the radio, and it seemed to me like every time there was a question, she had something to say about it. They'd always, refer to her and ask her. The other guys didn't have a chance. It's like she exposed them for the weak, empty-suited people that they really sounded like. It was pretty sad, even to hear that Bernie Sanders guy, say that he's tired of hearing about her emails. I thought it was very strange and very telling on the radio that these people don't have anybody. She's like the anointed one to be given that position to run for president.
Well, I think Bernie Sanders is... I disagree with a number. I mean, like the majority, a huge majority, actually, of his policies. But he's the real deal. And he is something of a gentleman. And, that's nice to see. And was it sincere? And was he simply saying, enough of this talking about this woman's emails. Let's talk about what is really going to help people on the ground. Maybe he's sincere. I hope he is.
I don't know. He seemed tired to me.
The guy's 72 years old, and there's only so much insure you can drink in one day.
He's like an old burned out hippie.
Well,
I mean, it's almost like, this Ben Carson guy. That guy is, I think he's only in the race because he looks and sounds like a
hippie.
He sounds like an old Marvin Gaye.
Well,
look at Ben Carson and look at Marvin Gaye, and you'll be going, "What's going on?"
I like to say that I make caffeine addiction look good, and I would add to that that I can teach him a couple of things about caffeine addiction that might help him out in the energy category.
He needs some, man.
Here's my question.
Yeah.
Who in the blankety-blank would he select as his energy secretary? Huh? Think about that for a second. He's got no energy, and you kind of see where I'm trying to go with it. Anyway. Yeah, I got to leave it there.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, my friend. Be safe out there in liberal land, in the hippy-dippy lib-lab land of Northern California. Although, I'll tell you, there's a saying from a song called the Sunscreen Song that says, let me make sure I get this right. Everyone should go to New York and live there at least once, but leave before it makes you hard. And everyone should live at least once in Northern California, but leave before it makes you soft. Speaking of soft and beautiful and sweet, my little girl is here for another comedy routine. We only have about 45 seconds, but that is all we need for her to make you laugh. Are you ready, my sweet girl?
Ready.
Okay, and let's hear what is the comedy act of the minute.
Knock, knock.
Who is there?
Sadie?
Sadie who?
Sadie, magic word, and watch me disappear.
Sadie, magic word, and watch me disappear. Oh, I'm doing my impression of Ed McMahon. Who are the Johnny Carson fans out there? Are you with me? Are you with me? Well, this is the comedy night on the Johnny Carson, John Brislin show, and we have one more joke coming. Let's hear it.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Scold.
Scold who?
Scold enough out here to go ice skating.
Scold enough out here to go ice skating? That's the funniest one yet. Thank you, my sweet little girl, and thank you, everybody, listening to the sound of my voice. And now, if you know it, say it with me, say it loud, say it proud. America is advanced citizenship. You have got to want it bad because it is going to put up a fight, and I will be fighting for it with you and Robert Rytina, the man on the other side of the glass, right here on the John Breslin Show every Saturday night at 9 o'clock a.m. 720 Las Vegas. www.johnbreslinshow.com, Facebook, Twitter, and all the good stuff. Good night, America, wherever you are.
And right in, John the Revelator wrote the book of Seven Seals.
News Talk 720 KDWN Las Vegas.